the book Hebrews, part 315. I'm Professor Hannes Redhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book which I haven't written but which I've got, which you won't find in most of the bookshelf stores in the world, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was written by Dr. Joseph Leon Rottenham in 1860. That's the English stroke Hebrew Bible that you can't find in any bookshop. I have a couple available. Should you require any information, you can just contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code, and for South Africa, and my number is 0722-367-124. I just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very, very welcome. Always new people, always very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on 314 parts of the study already. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies, as also our TikTok messages weekly. Share this link to your friends and family and everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have the 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I'm so excited to start with this study because it's just the word that's just flowing, and I'm thanking Yahweh our Elohim for the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. Every time that I walk into the studio of ours, there's an anointing. Why? Because we are saturated with the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. And the word says, it's the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh that breaks shackles. And it's the blood of Yahushua that cleanses us from all sins and unrighteousness. Hallelujah. You are so welcome. You are so very welcome. We're busy with Hebrews 12, verse 7. And I'm still talking to the sons and the daughters who are educated, who father spends time with educating us. And in the time of our first apostle Paul, 2,000 years ago, he was speaking to the Greeks and he was speaking to the Italians and to the different people and to the Israelites who were clinging onto the 613 laws of Moses and the circumcisions and tithing and sacrificial and blood of sacrificial animals for the atonement. And he was talking to them, and that's why he's talking in this sense. He's using metaphors all the time, and this is also the way that Yahushua spoke to the people. 2 years he spoke to Israel directly, his people, his nation, because his time of ministering was 3 years. The first 2 years only to Israel, because he came to his nation, he spoke to Israel. But the third year, the last year, from the moment that he spoke to the Samaritan woman, the Gentile woman at the well, from there on, he speaks to the Gentiles up till today. He deals with the Gentiles. And I'm so glad I'm not a Gentile anymore. I'm a born-again Yahvist. I'm so glad that I had the opportunity where I first didn't want to know anything about this revelation word, but where Pastor Rica keep on speaking to me, and it made a difference in my life. And there, Yahweh just opened my eyes through the Ruach HaKodesh. And today we can't get enough of the revelation word. Can you believe that? But the Bible says, I reveal myself unto whom I will. And that's why we also have, we are passionate to those that doesn't see this gospel immediately, all the revelation names. We are not Hebrew people. This is what somebody the other day said. So you guys are a new Hebrew movement. No. We are not the Hebrew movement. We are Yavist, as in the way that it was 2,000 years ago. The only time, that time, it was there was a lot of Jews and Hebrew people, but the Gentiles were not Hebrew people. And so were we, who are Gentiles. We're not Hebrew people. We are not preaching a Hebrew gospel. No. We're using the name of Yahweh, Yahushua, the Ruach HaKodesh. But we don't believe in the Sabbath, we don't believe in circumcision, we don't believe in tithing, we don't believe in the 613 laws of Moses and the lavender breads and all the feasts and trumpets and all this thing, New Year and all. No. Hebrews 7 verse 18 say, it's been made worthless because the unprofitableness of it. Hallelujah. How nice the words is coming out. When I think how I battled to say that word, unprofitableness, in the beginning, my tongue was nothing. But as we continue, we are growing better in the word, and the anointing of the Ruach is present all the time, and that leads and guides us. So what does he do? Father, allow us. He speaks to us. He teaches us. He leads us. Different things that happen in and around us, he uses to educate the bride, his sons and his daughters. Why? Because he just don't want us to be sons and daughters. He wants us to be sons, daughters, kings and priests of Yahushua. Hallelujah. He wants us to grow equal unto Yahushua. That's why Yahushua said, what I have done, you will do and much more. You will lay your hands upon the sick in my name. Which name? N-A-M-E. The name Jesus, Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah. No. Those are all pagan names. They've been all created. What Jesus? Yeah, it's all been created in the 16th century. The name Yahushua. Get my book. What is your God's name? It's a thick A4 book. A5 book. Thick book, 500 pages. Get my book. What is your God's name? Listen to the study which we're doing. What is your God's name? It's so important to function in the revelation names. And the more we allow the Ruach HaKodesh to lead us, to take control of our lives and our minds, the better Yavist we will become. The better we will function within the plan of Yahweh, in the universal bride of Yahushua. Bringing our little bit, I want to say, bring it to the table. It might, to me and you, it might sound not like much, but to Yahweh it's a lot. Because a little bit, he can make a lot. And the only thing that Yahushua wants from us is obedience. To be obedient in the leading and the teaching of the Ruach HaKodesh. Obedience. He says obedience is better than tithing. To obey is better than giving money. Although in the kingdom work of Yahushua, money is important, but not tithing. We don't tithe at all. Because that was part of the Old Testament. We give as we have for the kingdom. And if we don't have, Yahweh knows that. I always say, just pray for the kingdom. Although this ministry needs finances as well. And it needs quite a bit of finances. And that's why we must live as well. And that's why everyone listening has an obligation towards this ministry. To help, but also carrying financially. I'm not teaching prosperity. That's not what I'm teaching. If you don't have, you don't have. You don't take your kids' school fees or book fees or your petrol money. That's not faith. That's being stupid. The church taught us that's faith. No, it's not faith. It's enrichment. The church wanted to enrich themselves. Most of the churches does. most of the pastors and then thus they want you to do that, saying trust God for, no you don't. He has foreseen. Why must you trust Him? If you are in the position to bless, then you will be blessed. And for those that can't bless, we are can't bless financially, we pray that He will provide for you, but you don't give your last. And don't say it's a faith, this is faith working. No. Just that most of the time, that is stupid. Because now you must run around and borrow money to pay your kids' school fees and books and whatever. No, that's not what He wants. The Bible says He will foresee in every one of your needs. But we are also conscious. We also need to be very calculated. Because this is how the Ruach works in every way. Hallelujah. I know this, what you hear is different to what the church is preaching and teaching. But that's why we are not a church. We're not a denomination. We don't belong to no organization. We function in the Bible study, in the revelation word of Yahushua. Hallelujah. And like I say, we are no Jewish or Hebrew movement or anything. No, we don't. I don't even have a Hebrew training. What I know is what I taught myself through the Ruach HaKodesh in the last 15, 16 years in Hebrew and in Greek. There's Catholicity, yes, that's my speciality. But the Ruach were teaching us and we were growing in it all the time. And I always say, you know, I've made a mistake or two, but you know, the only one that doesn't make a mistake is the one that's not trying. He or she cannot make a mistake. Even the years that we've been in business, my father always said, those who doesn't try, they can make no mistake. They are perfect. But that's why they are living the way they live. But the ones that's prepared to do something else, differently, can make a mistake. All right. Let's pray for Yahweh for insight not to make mistakes. And the more we live in the Ruach and in the anointing of the Ruach, the less mistakes we will make. So he says that Yahweh deals with us as sons and daughters in order to want to make us kings, sons, daughters and priests of His here on this earth. It's not heaven. This is where we are. This is our training college. Yeah. And then we're going to live out from here into heaven. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15. So you can go and read it from 27 to 58. We will be changed from earthly into heavenly, from a fleshly into a spiritual body, meeting Him in the air. Hallelujah. So, as sons, we know if we do wrong, He will not chasten us. If we do what we need to do. And that's why I said, I think it was yesterday morning when we stopped, is we must do introspection. Why would He want to chasten us? If there's no reason for, He will not. But if there's a reason for, we need to listen very carefully and abide by what the Bible says, what the Word teaches, and while the Ruach HaKodesh leads us. Verse 8, but if ye be without chastisement, but if you be without chastisement, therefore all are partakers, that they are, you are bastards, your, and not sons, in brackets, and daughters. So if we don't find in our spiritual lives that Father Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh is working with us. And you know what? He doesn't just work with us for 1 week or one day and just leaves us. Especially after we came to repentance, being Gentiles, sinners, lost, living in sin. Coming to repentance, be immersed, starting the life of holiness, running towards our end goal, commitment completion, our eyes set on our goal. If we do not get judgment, He says that, therefore you are partakers. And then you are bastard if you be without the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. This actually, I want a chastisement, I want to change it and say, if we do not allow the Ruach HaKodesh to teach and lead us and convince us every day of sin and unrighteousness, it doesn't mean that we need to live in sin as such. But in this process of holiness, walking the race of, or running the race of holiness, the rest of our lives, we need to go through a process of education, being educated. Otherwise, we are called bastards. And we are not sons and daughters. And a bastard, those who are not sons and bastards, they are not part of the inheritance. They do not partake in the inheritance. They stand outside the gates, outside the doors. They don't feast at the table of our Father. But we are sons and daughters of Yahweh, our Elohim. We grew equal into Yahushua through the grace and the anointment of the Ruach HaKodesh. We sat at the table and we supped with him. Now, if it's Father's will, Monday I want to continue on the scripture, Hebrew 12, verse 8. The weekend is in the weekends before us. Use the opportunity to be the best Yahvist you can be. Shine. Do what you need to do. Reach out to people that I cannot reach. And even if it doesn't come out exactly as you want it to do, just sow the seed. And pray Yahweh to anoint the word with the Ruach HaKodesh. Till Monday, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.